It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants, like, uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Oh, I told Derek I shit out the Batwing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw up in there, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear, and I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
He gets a colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
Dinkle dongle, dinkle dongle, someone's calling you. Too late.
Alrighty. It is the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. La di da di da. I am Derek, with me as always, Matthew.
Yeah.
Wow. Mailman Vaughn.
How you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm alright.
Good. Fantastic. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm really glad.
Oh, that's cool.
And our very special guest today, one of the original Aristocrats. Patrick.
Hey, what's up?
anything you want to say for the big intro?
No.
No? You don't want to do any All Systems penis or anything?
I was told not to do that.
So oh. By who?
You.
Oh, yeah.
We don't do that anymore, Pat. Things have changed. We've matured.
We don't talk about penises on this show
No,
anymore.
Not at all.
Are you kidding?
No, Vaughn, I'm not.
Oh, suck my asshole.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I want to be a part of this.
Yeah. Well, that's a wonderful
I just dip a straw beginning. In there and he licks it out. That's the big
what happened?
What? Huh? Doo-doo.
So what's going on? What's going on, guys?
Nothing.
That's it?
High cholesterol. It's always good.
Yeah, oh, what happened with you? Well, you're sitting there saying you got too much iron in your blood and all this?
I got my blood work back, you know, from this ongoing black and blue mark. It's actually, I think it's gotten worse.
Oh, my God. Did you get it? Yeah, why did you get blood work to begin with?
Looks like a birthmark an old lady has on her leg.
Because I haven't been to a doctor in like 5 years, so I had to do the whole physical thing.
Oh,
so
yeah?
I need to take the blood and everything. So I got my blood, and then, was it Monday? Yeah, Monday he called, and he's giving me an overview of what's going on. And mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you got high cholesterol. It's 226.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's bad.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's bad.
You want another like 200, right?
I want it. You want it like in the hundreds.
Under 200.
No. Whatever, dick. Are we going to continue this?
You want it right on 200? No, 199.
Whatever. Anyway.
Go ahead. So you got the, yeah.
Yeah, so I got high cholesterol. And I have I have
AOL?
Too much. I have too much iron in my blood.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and he says he's like, well, you got to go over and see what you eat in the last month or so. And I'm like, I can't remember the beginning of the month for the life of me. Like, you want me to remember? I can't remember what I ate 4 days ago. How am I going to remember what I ate a month ago?
You have a packet of screwdrivers you ate?
Did he tell you like what kind of foods could do it?
Nah, he.
Oh, he's helpful.
Well, he said I'd have to come in, so I have to make an appointment.
Oh.
To come back in and, you know, because if it's not with what I'm eating. it's something that's in me that I have to take like medicine to fix.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's always good. Wow.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, great. Fat fuck dying. Good.
With any luck.
Wow.
I put a bullet in my brain before the end of the evening.
I noticed everyone picks on Vaughn, so I don't want to miss a step. So I'm going to try to.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
I don't want to make Vaughn feel.
What was the last time you were on the show, Paul? Probably a year ago, right?
A year ago.
Roughly.
Yeah. When we first started the show. That was so exciting.
Well, yeah. Well, when we. But you were on this version of the show for, I think, one or two episodes. And then you kind of went on a little bit of a journey.
I did.
Traveled the world.
I tried. Yep. I had to find myself. I don't know what the hell's so funny.
A little Arista rehab.
Arista find. I had to find my inner self.
Where were you?
I was in Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Bangkok?
Because I was banned from it.
Oh.
I was in Australia.
He was banned from that cock.
Tasmania.
Wow.
Where else? Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
And Rhode Island.
Okay. Big soul state in the union.
Yep. And I'm okay now.
Well, actually, I got an update here from the chat.
Oh, really?
Dr. Toucher.
Yeah, come on. Come on, you Australian prick.
Well, he has some advice for you. He's, you know.
He's Australian?
Well, he's suggesting why maybe you can't remember. He's giving you a suggestion here. He said, of course Vaughn can't remember what he ate. How can anyone possibly remember all that food?
Okay.
Oh, that wasn't that bad. I thought it was going to be worse.
No.
Like you're gay.
Oh, no, and, he gets a little vicious.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and he says, fat fuck, fuck you. You're fat,
you
hope
have
you
AIDS.
Die.
I fucked your mother.
With my AIDS dick.
Wow. You fucking
he's just
kike.
Going out.
Somebody beat you with a didgeridoo, you prick.
A didgeridoo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. I can't believe you got that out. That was actually funny.
Wow.
A didgeridoo.
Wow. Yeah. He was thinking about it. That's why he was so quiet. Boosh. Just knocked out of tune.
I love those things. Not really.
So I see you got a whole thing.
We even got a Skype number. Why don't you throw that out there?
Oh, 732.
Don't give out your number.
917-0456. Is that what you're talking about?
Bam,
why don't you do it again?
So people give me a call. There, talk
732-917-0456.
We got to give them a topic to talk about. Uh-huh. Just can't
we,
throw the number out.
Nah, just call us up. Say what's up.
Yeah.
Nah, hang up. Whatever.
A little shout out.
Ask me questions about my travels.
Carly, via instant messaging, says, tell everyone they need to talk into the mic.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, great.
I don't know.
What the hell's wrong?
I don't know.
What?
Well,
Pat,
I'm talking like this.
I can hear you fine, Pat.
Well, you're right next to me.
Wow. That's enough of that.
Wow.
I was in the mic.
So anyway, Vaughn was saying until Vaughn fucking interrupted
Seriously,
me.
Vaughn, you got to stop.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to.
You got a whole thing now. You're live.
We got the live thing going.
People listening to the show.
I don't know about that, but we are live.
Well, they got it on. Hopefully.
Maybe.
And you got chat rooms. People interact with you. This is
very
exciting.
It is very exciting.
You came a long way from when we started this.
Yeah.
Drunk one night eating pizza.
Wow.
We should start a radio show.
Right.
And now you have people listening to you.
And then I bought all that stuff and everyone said, dude, we were kidding.
what the fuck is wrong with you, Derek? Why'd you waste all this money?
Yeah, it was. We were drunk. I didn't think you were serious.
That's a great idea.
Oh my God. The only thing I remember from that night is the Mark McGuire Wookiee card.
God.
Yeah. A giant Wookiee in a red cap, holding a bat
with a needle sticking out of his arm.
Who's joking?
I
everybody it seems.
This is fun.
What are you doing?
Huh?
Oh.
I was choking.
He was choking.
So what else we got? So Pat's been gone.
Pat's been gone.
Is this gonna be a regular thing or is this just a one shot?
We'll see how it goes, you know.
I'm feeling it out.
Yeah, feeling it out.
I did give you special privileges. I did give you the good seat.
That's true.
Yeah.
The toilet, thanks.
Mm-hmm. It's comfy.
You could have cleaned it.
Meh.
I have a toilet story.
Please go
by all means. Don't keep me in suspense.
It's not really that funny at all.
Why bring it up?
It was one of the guys who was involved with the whole black kid shit from last week, and he walked into the bathroom and there was a total mess all over the place. This guy's a born again Christian, so he doesn't really get mad at stuff. So he walks into the big stall, the handicap stall in the back room bathroom, and he goes, Oh, boy.
What was it, like machine gun fire in there?
It was just, it was all over the seat and like...
The ceiling.
It wasn't flushed or anything. He's just like, oh, boy. And I'm like...
Oh, Nelly.
So he walks over to me and he is furiously getting paper towels from the dispenser. He goes...
He couldn't just take the roll out.
It's locked.
The poor lever's probably broken.
I go, you got enough paper towels over there, Mr. Paul? And he's like...
Never enough! Shit, big shit, big shit.
Yeah, I can't remember what the word was. He used some like old phrase for whatever the mess was. It was so stupid.
Aramaic?
No, he didn't say that, actually.
Yeah. 23 Skidoo?
Oh, 23 Skidooed ya.
23 Skidoo-doo?
Give it 23 Skidoo.
But to recap that story that you just alluded to,
yes,
some young black fella went in your bathroom. By 8 years old?
Yeah, by young, I mean an 8-year-old.
And,
normal size 8-year-old.
He basically took a shit that was the size of a grown man's forearm.
Bah!
Forearm for all of you out there.
Wow. And his mother
ate it.
Well,
did she eat it?
Well, she offered to go in there with a plastic knife and cut it up so it wouldn't clog the toilet.
You know
just for anyone who didn't hear
I'll
that
I'll cut it
yesterday.
Up for you. There'd be no mess.
I tell you what, I'll even take it home for you. You want to take a picture of this?
She had a lobster bib on. She's ready to go.
No,
when we were talking about this on the way home, on the way home Tuesday, I was thinking about the Tom and Jerry cartoons, and every time they had the black maid come in.
Oh, God.
Tom! Yeah, Tom!
That's what I was thinking in my head.
Basically,
that's what
you
call him, Thomas.
Yeah. I'm loaded Tommy! Shit all over the walls! Oh, Lord, it's on the light fixture. It's burning! Cut out a knife for you.
The shit was wider than the pipe. Disgusting.
That's when you get a coat hanger.
Was it the width of an arm, too? Or
it was huge!
Did you see it?
No, the bakery guy told me, and I kept on bringing
him. He's like grabbing bread.
I kept on bringing
like this.
Yeah, no, I kept on bringing him objects to try and find out.
Like I got paper towels.
I got like a plantain from the produce department, and I brought it over to him because
like no bigger.
No, he's like, oh, it's like the length one because plantains are like really big bananas.
Yeah.
He's like, but it was just bigger
and brown.
it was almost as big as my head. It was enormous.
Oh my God!
Wow. Fuck.
It's like a beach umbrella. It's like this.
Bring over a marble rye. Like this,
basically,
right?
Basically, yeah. It was just enormous.
Bingo.
But it came out of an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is...
they can shock you, the shit they come out with.
Oh, my God.
Revolting. But, yeah, just a little... A small shit story. Well, toilet story.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go, guys.
Well,
it was
fun. I'll see you later.
Nice having you, Pat.
Good having you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That was good shit. Any other interesting shit stories?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything now.
Nothing. No Vaughn. No old guys talking to you while you're taking a little dump
on the show?
Do?
Or do we mature?
Oh, no.
Oh, Pat.
What the fuck was that?
That was such a token fart.
That was awesome. It was muffled in my shorts. In my shorts. I'm wearing woven boxers, so it filters the sound a little
bit. Wow. Muffler. It's a buffler.
It doesn't filter the smell. Though.
I got this little mouse. That's interesting.
It's cute. Yeah.
I had it sitting here, and I thought it was Pat's phone.
Wow.
It almost looks like it.
Yeah. Wow. You just open it up and go, hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Who is there?
It does look like a little phone, if you're right.
You can pass that off as a phone.
I could.
I would.
I'll be clicking, and then something will ring, and I'll just like grab and go, hello. Well, and then everyone will laugh.
That's the next step in technology right
probably.
There.
Probably.
Mouse phone.
Yeah.
Wow. There we go. Mm-hmm. Patent it right now.
Well, yeah. What?
Worthless.
Yeah.
Worthless.
Next thing you know, it'll be the next big thing.
Yeah, ladies,
this guy's richer than the billionaire from Mexico who's richer than Bill Gates because he makes cell phones that double as a mouse for a computer.
Did anyone put money in on stock in AT&T?
What?
Oh, what, for the iPhone?
For the iPhone?
No.
No.
AT&T?
Yeah, they...
Yeah, you can only get the iPhone with AT&T.
Oh, really? That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're making bank, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I heard the Microsoft... not Microsoft.
Apple?
Complete opposite. Apple stock just went crazy.
Yeah.
Well, up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like 500, 600 bucks for that fucking...
Yeah.
Computer. And
it does look pretty cool.
It already does. Sold out pretty much.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. You can only get them, like... I think most of the stores are sold out.
I don't
and if you buy it online, you have to wait like 3 weeks.
What the fuck is with you today, man?
I don't know.
You are just gassy.
I am.
I thought belching away.
It's like the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Basically. If he was retarded.
Basically.
Sleeping. Shot in the face.
He got kicked in the balls.
Ooh.
And underwater.
Yeah.
Wow.
And eating cheese.
Remember we used to do that backwards talking?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I remember. I love doing that.
That was very funny.
Yeah, bet.
So exciting.
It dries out your throat so much.
It does.
Oh. Oh, I thought.
No, yeah. Not on the computer.
Oh, okay.
The
yeah,
actual,
yeah.
Like
talking like this.
Yeah, you talk like this.
Breathing in instead of breathing out. That's exciting.
That was just an interesting little thing.
That was fun.
That was fun. We used to do a lot of things.
We used to do such stupid shit.
And now we pretend we're Jimmy Smiths.
Yeah.
But it's not just any Jimmy Smith.
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 Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith.
It's G. Smith and the Saturday Night Live Band.
It's G. E. Smith, you schmook.
That's what I just said.
No, you didn't. You said Jim Smith.
Yes, he did say G. E.
No, he didn't.
You just heard Jimmy.
Yeah, you did.
All right, sorry.
Squabbling children.
Anyway.
Is this what the show is? You guys fucking fighting?
Basically,
that's what it's turned into.
This is why I fell asleep Tuesday night.
Basically.
Watching this fucking
debacle. Well, you shouldn't have been watching it because there's nothing to watch.
No, there's plenty to watch.
This debacle.
Oh,
yeah.
Turnbuckle. I was watching TV and I was pretending you guys were on.
Yep, that's it.
Chris says that Vaughn deserves an iPhone for all your hard work.
Thank you, Chris.
You are his boy.
Yeah, I am.
What the hell did he do?
I don't know. Chris loves him.
I don't know either.
And the ladies love him. I don't know what it is.
I can't say why.
All like five of our female fans, they're like, be nice to Vaughn, because he's like a big dumb puppy.
He looks like a fucking terrorist. He's got his head
shaved. He really does.
And he's got that huge beard.
He does. Yeah.
He looks like a dirty Indian.
Cat Stevens beard.
He looks like Boris Zukov.
No, somebody was saying something else. Somebody was saying 99 hard a couple days ago at my work.
Oh, no.
Like, what are you trying to do? 99 hard? You're going to gain 55 more pounds?
And who's 99 hard?
All right, wait. Hold on a second. Rewind this. Number one, my Boris Zukov comment was bad enough, but now you're talking about Natty Neidhart.
Yeah. No, it was just out of nowhere.
Who's Natty Neidhart?
Jim Neidhart's daughter. She's our age.
Oh,
she's
I thought
Oh, he sounds so sad. No,
said,
guys, she's retarded.
No, he's like, what are you trying to do? Look like Neidhart? And I'm like, no. He's like, but you just need to gain like another 100 pounds and you're perfect.
If his finisher was a sleeper, they could call him Natty Neidhart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's sweet. Good night.
Wow. So excited I can talk about Star Wars now instead of wrestling.
Fire it up.
Dude. Yeah.
Well, you can do both now.
What can't we talk about Star Wars?
Well, I couldn't back then. It was just,
why not?
Because no one saw the movies but you.
And yeah, no one gets it.
And you're not one for memorizing lines. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
So what's up?
So what do we got in the news, Derek?
We actually have a lot.
Yes, we do.
Going to the news already?
Yeah, well. Yeah.
You got a bit.
Well, unless there's some more stories or a bit.
No, we don't do fake radio.
We don't do fake radio.
Oh, God. I will eat cheese.
I say one thing one time, and I never fucking let it live
and
it down.
That's it. You're done.
Wow. And you take everything out of context because we're making fun of Jimmy Smith.
That's correct.
You.
No, Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
Jim Smith.
Jimmy Jones.
How you doing? I'm Jim Smith.
I live next to you. Hi. You want to drive my... my Pontiac Montana?
Wow.
It's a minivan.
Wow.
Okay, anyway.
So.
Sorry.
All right, I guess we're kicking this out here.
Man. I can't even read this.
Man falls in wheel.
Man on tractor runs over six-year-old.
Excellent.
Lowe just laughs at it.
Well, if you can see his picture.
Let me see.
He looks like Abe Vigoda.
What?
Oh, my God, he does. Is that his real picture?
I would assume so.
Why do they have to make a splash picture for it?
I don't know.
In 6 months, I gotta be dead a year. It took you a while. It was a little delayed, but you guys got it.
Where'd you get that from?
Some guy just said it at work. It was funny, though, isn't it? It's so ridiculous.
Yes.
A 79-year-old man is accused of hitting a 6-year-old child while driving a tractor during a 4th of July parade. Douglas County Sheriff's Office says, according to witnesses' accounts, a group of kids were riding bicycles in the town's Independence Day parade when David Curtis drove the tractor the wrong way on the parade route.
The wrong way.
Just imagine if they were skateboarding, what he would have done.
Because it's hard to follow a parade.
Witnesses said, I know, yeah, well, it's a fucking straight line. Witnesses said they yelled at him to stop to no avail.
What?
They say Curtis ran over the boy's leg.
That's it?
Bystanders said the tractor came to the rest of the... What? The tractor came to the rest on the... Came to rest on the boy's leg. Wow.
He zigged.
How'd they ever get that close to it?
I don't know. They
it's
were able,
a tractor.
They were able to get the tire off the boy.
They don't move that fast.
But then Curtis drove off in the tractor. He fucking drove away in the tractor.
Wow. Fleeing.
He stopped about a quarter mile away from the incident on Highway 67. He was taken into custody. 6-year-old was taken to hospital with minor injuries.
He's done.
Here's okay. He's Curtis is filing. Is facing child abuse and DUI charges.
Nice.
He posted bond is due back in court on July 31st. So I guess he was drunk.
What podunk town did you get this news from?
Why do you always ask me that? I don't know.
It's interesting to know where.
Colorado.
Colorado.
These fucking hillbillies.
From Boulder, Colorado.
He zigged when he should have zagged. And what the hell? The kid had, like, what, 20 minutes to get away from him?
About. Yeah. He had an infinite amount of time to get away from him because there's no way he ever should have been run over.
Let me see. Oh, this hurts.
Unless it was supercharged.
Could have been. Nitro boosters.
I think the guy pushing it could have went faster.
Probably. That's just about as slow as a float.
Pretty much.
That's one of these
tractors. That's probably pulling a float.
Probably.
And a float behind it.
Imagine that. He just drives off. The float behind
it. People are in the back. They're not smiling anymore. No. What the hell's going on?
They're not smiling anymore. No. Dead children in their wake.
They're holding on to paper mache for like the life of them.
It's no longer a parade float. It's now just a... it's now a hospital. Forget it.
It's a morgue.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to get at.
It's a hospital for dead people.
It's a triage.
Can't get it out.
That's it. It's an infirmary.
For instance,
a whole bunch of dead people on this float.
Did you know?
For instance, did you know agriculture is something that we like to do?
What? For instance, did you know chess is hard? Chess is confusing.
Oh, I have a God. Book on it in the toilet.
Literally in the toilet. It's all wet.
I love Produce Pete.
This is too it's going to be one just, silly, silly show.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Matt was right.
I wonder if that was Produce Pete, not running over that kid.
Mm-hmm. Almost looked like him.
I probably saw some random fruit. He's just like, oh my God, I got to see what it is.
Wow.
Oh my God, what's this guy doing? What's the 6-year-old kid gay?
It's a fruit. What was that? You just retarded. Why did it take so long for you to realize
Derek
that?
Derek just had a seizure just, over that joke.
He just started bitch laughing at Mike.
He got angry. No! I'm retarded.
Sorry.
Fucking joke.
I totally didn't get it.
I know. I was wondering what the hell took you so long. He's a fruit.
What? My God, what's this guy doing with a tractor?
Oh, my
You're an
God.
Idiot.
We should do a gay Produce Pete.
For instance, did you know I have AIDS?
Produce Peter.
Produce David.
Yeah.
I got that.
Everyone gay named David.
Really?
David. No.
So Abe Vigoda is running over kids and tractors.
Basically. It looks like him. So
it really
that's good enough for
does.
Me.
That's great.
David Curtis.
He's got to be doing something. What else would be Ava Goa be doing there?
Being dead.
Look at those
still
eyebrows.
Alive.
I know. They're, he's got caterpillars on him.
My God.
Those
what
are
is
Ava
Goa doing now?
I don't know.
Does anyone know? Last time I saw him. Last time I saw him, he was riding a bicycle with William Shatner
on
and John
Conan?
Tesh. Yeah, that's the last time I saw
that's
him.
That's all he does is stuff for Conan.
I think that might have been the last time I saw him too.
I saw him playing ping pong with himself on Conan.
Yeah, wow. Himself.
Yeah.
Is that a new term for masturbation?
Basically, he was pinging his own pong.
Oh. What was that?
I don't understand.
Must have looked like a tapeworm.
Oh.
So.
Not as long.
Holy shit.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What are you holy shitting about?
Nothing.
I thought something happened.
Nope. Yeah. I'm just trying to get the picture up of this guy so everyone in the chat room can enjoy it.
Enjoy it. All right.
And here it is.
How many people do we have in the chat room?
Two.
What is it? The tucker?
Actually, four if you count Chris.
I won't count Chris.
Well, he's...
Yes, I know.
He owns the... well, he doesn't own... I don't know what he...
He runs...
He runs the station. That's what I was going for. The
station.
He's in charge.
He runs
in charge.
He runs the basement.
He's the boss.
Yep.
Okay, so everyone enjoy all the Ava Go to goodness. I'm going to close this because I'm tired of looking at him. It fucking creeps me out.
He is disgusting.
Oh, what is this?
They tried to steal my toaster.
What's next?
Tried to steal my tractor.
I run him down. The bastard tried to steal my parade float. I had to kill all of them.
Hello. He's playing with Mikey. Maybe he saw Esther walking away.
Esther!
Puts in his teeth. Gets on the tractor.
Sex.
Oh, Abe Vigoda. He was old. Fucking 40 years ago.
He was.
Seriously.
He was the oldest man alive 40 years ago.
Yeah.
He's still old. And he's still alive. How old is he for real?
Like in his 90s?
Wow. That's fucking old.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, we looked at, I think it's like 80 something.
Yeah, he doesn't look 90. A day over 8,000
on the Aristoputer.
I'm not feeling good. Who cares?
Next news.
Ding dong.
Move on.
Apparently, Alaska is just melting.
I love it.
Ouch. Yeah.
Not really.
Coastal erosion on Alaska's far northern coast has doubled over the past 50 years. Okay, well, that's not that bad.
50 years.
Actually, that is pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
Well, in other words, we won't see it fall, so. The hell do we care?
But it's not going to get better.
Yeah. Using evidence from satellite observations and aerial photographs, two geologists, two guys figured this out. The U.S. Geological Survey have concluded that pack ice shrinking rapidly. What?
Yes, pack ice shrinking rapidly.
Pack ice shrinking rapidly over the Beaufort Sea has probably caused the waves to surge more powerfully against the weakened cliffs. So anyway, Alaska's melting.
Yeah.
They locked two geologists in a closet.
And they got a little picture here of basically the edge of Alaska just falling into the ocean.
Oh, my God, it is.
See what happens?
It really is.
That's terrible.
Fucking Texas.
What?
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 Fucking opposite.
And people in Texas, they love driving their big trucks.
It's true.
See what happened?
When they close the car. Oh, well, no one really cares about Alaska, do they?
Yeah, why'd you bring that up?
No, it's pretty much Canada.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. I don't consider Hawaii and Alaska states.
We did buy it for practically nothing.
There was that gigantic tidal wave or whatever it was that happened, I don't know, like 50-something years ago. Maybe it was longer than that.
At the beginning of the melting?
Huh?
At the beginning of all this melting.
A giant ice shelf fell, and it caused a tsunami that was thousands of feet high. It was outrageous.
Thousands.
And no one heard about it because it was in Alaska.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
They're all dead by now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Mm, yes, I am Jimmy Smits.
Smith.
There was a famous explorer there that went to Alaska.
Who was that?
That was his name. His name was like Witwicky. He found something.
Oh, Megatron?
That's enough. Stop it!
Is that what that's from?
What?
I don't know.
Forget it.
I don't get it.
Next subject.
That's all we got.
That was it?
That's it? Two fucking news stories?
We're done.
I really thought we'd go off on that other one.
You picked Alaska like as the second story?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Well, I figured we educate the listeners.
Yeah, why not?
No, they don't need education.
Like, we need education first.
Why?
Educate the masses.
I knew that Alaska was melting before anyone else.
Well, wow. Yeah, so is everything else.
I'm just kidding. We got a couple.
Because Derek keeps farting so much.
I didn't fart.
He figured something must be melting by now. Oh, speaking of methane, did you read the story about the methane?
Oh, no, you didn't send it to me.
Oh, well, well.
What's the story, Matt?
No, forget it.
Five people on a farm died because of the methane, I guess, from the animals, especially from cows.
Ah.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe Derek.
Derek showed up and farted continuously.
Where was this?
Probably Australia. That's usually probably where stuff happens. Well, Australia's like one of the leading producers of methane. Leading, yeah. I must say.
Only methane, not just cows? Because nowhere else has cows.
Well, they have a lot of them, apparently. I don't know. There's something about the geology and everything that makes it.
Yeah.
Fucking excessive methane production. Is there anything about it anywhere?
I don't see it.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Fucking Jesus. It's
pretty disgusting.
Well, how can they, just from being in the air, like,
it's just,
or were they locked up with the cows?
I don't know.
Like, really, I mean, I understand they produce all this methane, but doesn't it just kind of go up in the air and disappear?
Unless methane's heavier.
It could be very heavy, yeah.
We all know that. It feels heavy when it's in me.
Oh, wow, this girl's fucking hot.
Wow. Oh.
Woman of 34 who had sex with a 13-year-old boy.
Hot.
Was caught because his friends filmed it on a mobile phone. A court heard on Thursday. Wow, she is fucking hideous.
Gross.
Ruth Lee. Oh, what an ugly name, too. Ruth was jailed for 15 months. That's it? A month a year?
Okay.
After admitting twice. Of course, she had to admit it. They had it on tape. Twice having intercourse with the youngster at her home.
Oh, come on.
So, wait. They had a blurry cell phone video?
Nice.
Of, like, it just looked like folds of flesh and hair.
Well, you know what? If she was being filmed, I'm sure you'd know it was her.
Oh, God. She's gross.
Hideous.
Oh.
The mother of two teenage children claimed she did not realize how young her partner was.
She's not that bad.
No, she's pretty gross.
She's not that bad.
But was described as a deviant by the judge.
I'd hit her in the face with a shovel.
And then fuck her face while she's bleeding to death.
Vaughn, that's gross.
Oh, that's too far. Sorry. I hit her in the cunt with a lit toaster.
You know, I bring Kuth to this show. Let's try to keep it...
I bring it
and
down.
And she brings Ruth.
Let's try to keep it not so blue.
Mm-hmm.
She took the boy back to her house after meeting him on St. Valentine's Day.
That's a saint.
Yeah. The pair then had sex.
Okay.
The boy bragged about his encounter. Never do that!
Oh, now, friends, especially not with her.
And took some of them back to the house.
Did it again?
I don't believe you. Oh, yeah?
Bring a camera.
Oh, bring some video games. I'm going to be a little busy.
Look, I'm going to cannonball into her.
What?
They're playing their Wii while he has sex with her.
That's basically it.
Well, she wheezes on him.
Uh-huh.
Look, it's like a slip and slide. Keep peeing.
Although she was drunk, she let them in and went upstairs for sex with the 13-year-old. Unaware they were being filmed on a mobile. This is in England, by the way. This is my, by another teenager. The friend played the short clip to his mother, who called the police. Wow.
Wait, what? Are these... What?
Excellent. Yeah.
Showed it to her. And like, Mom, you want to see something? Check this out.
Well, Oi,
they're,
Mom.
They're English. They don't...
I'm going to throw this on YouTube in about 2 hours. You want to see it first?
Hot.
So what? You just had like a Staten Island accent. Hey, Ma, I'm going to play this. Let's go to Yorkshire, huh?
Wow.
Everybody's got a Long Island accent, even if they're...
Hey, how about that Princess Diana, huh? Hey, check this out.
You haven't seen her recently. Where's she been? She's sure dead.
Nice, Vaughn. Real fucking nice.
Oh, sorry. She died. Big deal. Just drive your car into an abutment. You'll survive.
Oh, my God. Why do you try and say those words, Vaughn?
Yeah.
What, impotent?
Yeah. Oh, we have a new person in the room.
Oh.
Vaughn is fat.
What, are you now logging in as different people?
I didn't log in as anybody.
Uh-huh.
Somebody logged in named Vaughn is fat and is not the toucher.
Okay.
So the toucher is also in there.
Yeah, toucher's got two computers.
Yeah, maybe he's got two computers.
It's possible.
Maybe he has one of his mates signing in.
Ooh.
So he's Australian?
Yes, he is. He's from Australia.
Full and true.
Wasn't there someone you told me from Japan?
That is Vendo, and he actually hasn't been listening to us.
Because you haven't been putting him up.
I haven't been putting the shows up.
That's true.
Because I don't remember what we
what we talk
about.
Because
as soon as this show is over, everything just leaks out of my head.
amongst other things.
Literally, yeah. I douche my brain.
Yeah, with White Castle.
Exactly.
Yeah, why do I have high cholesterol?
Yeah.
I think because of that stupid friggin' event. Probably jacked up my cholesterol before. But
fucking Vaughn.
Retarded.
A woman is gross.
And she's quite nasty. For a British woman, she's mediocre.
Maybe.
She's like almost high class for
she's
a British woman.
She's got her lip pierced, her eyebrow pierced.
Ew!
And she couldn't realize she was fucking at what? How old was he? 13?
He was 13. She was 34.
He was pretty hung for a 13-year-old. I was surprised.
Why does everybody talk like Bryce
Pete? I don't
know. I just thought that he shaved. I didn't notice his balls hadn't dropped yet.
Mate.
Governor.
Governor. That's even better.
Governor.
Shine your cock, Governor. Shine your knob, Governor. He was just sticking it in folds, Governor. Fucking...
Speaking of White Castle, I have a...
confession?
No. It's nothing to confess here. Matt was there. I have the record so far of the loudest fart in the new White Castle.
Wait, how many people were there besides you and Matt?
The highest decibel. It was me, Matt, and Gabba Rich, and the fucking 18 people they have working back there.
It is loaded.
It really is.
They're training all the illegals there, I think.
How
those two Russian girls.
Well, when the black people come in and shoot up the place, they can't That's shoot true. Everyone.
It's true.
Yeah.
They have to have backup for when they clean the bodies out.
It's only like 10 rounds. They can't.
Oh, it was the toucher that came in as Vaughn is fat.
Oh.
Oh, he had two computers.
Wow, see? What a douchebag.
But he said, but Vaughn is a big fat pile of crap.
Yeah, I know.
He needed two computers to handle his fatness.
Wow. I want to hear his accent.
I do too.
He doesn't call in.
He needs to call in.
He probably sounds like Produce Pete, like everyone else.
Put another shrimp on the barbie. For instance, did you know?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Your reference points of Australia. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's all we know.
That and Yahoo Serious.
For instance, did you know? It used to be a penal colony, according to Vaughn. So anyway, yeah, I did fart really loud in White Castle.
It was big.
The seats are they're like little amplifiers.
The resonation.
Yeah, it's like the one piece solid kind of
solid plastic.
Seat, and you just got to lift up a little bit, and it's just like. It was so fucking loud. And we thought that they were going to because right after I did it, the guy from behind the counter said, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
And I just looked over like, oh, yeah. And now we're the only people in there. So it's not like it was the fat chicks. And he goes, is this your soda? I was like, no.
We took the soda.
They had to have heard it, though.
No, he was going
to
call the cops
loud.
On you.
He probably did.
You can't fart that loud in Eatontown.
Seriously.
Oh, man, it's loud.
You need a permit to fart that loud in Eatontown.
No, it's loud. Jackhammer loud. Pile driver loud.
It was fucking loud.
Amazingly loud.
And that fucking lady phone, I was laughing at that all
was
day.
Funny too. Oh, I'm sorry.
Did she fall asleep in the middle of taking your order?
Kinda. Her eyes kept closing.
Yeah.
And she was just kind of wobbling back and forth a little bit. I'm standing there waiting for her to acknowledge me. I knew like there was something going on. And I'm just standing there waiting. And she's just kind of like, she's kind of looking at me, kind of dozing off, kind of looking back over like your directions, making sure you got everything or whatever. And then finally she looks at me, just kind of like shakes her head and like blinks her eyes a little bit. And I'm like, I guess she's ready to take my order.
I'll have no slow down.
Oh, now hold on, man.
I don't know nothing about birthing no burgers.
Was she colored?
She was.
Yes, black lady.
And how many people were standing around? Like, what, 14 people?
In the back, about.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Spanish kids. There's a couple of Russian girls. Yeah. There's a bunch of black people.
And the king of the castle was there. The original king of the castle, not Craig.
Who's that?
The black guy with the huge bottom lip.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Wow. Bubba Gump. Wow, that guy.
Take your order. Take your order, sir. What you want? You want a cheeseburger?
Just pulls him out of his lip.
There you go. Don't want a saliva. Just keep What, you want fries too? I mean, I can't get all that shit out. I can give you the Coke, though. I got that all shit in my lip.
And he taps his lip.
Ew.
Like Dusty Rose's birthmark.
Oh, untap.
Just squeeze it in. Squish.
Bubblegum saliva on tap.
Ugh.
Yes.
He's a champ.
He is. Are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
King of the Castle.
That guy.
So this lady had sex with a boy.
She's gross.
She really is. Every time I turn around, she's there.
What was he at the? What was he at the arcade? And she's like, "Hey, honey, how you doing? You need a lover for the St. Valentine's Day?
Not Valentine's Day?
Perhaps.
You finally get the accent now. The English.
He's on his three-wheeler, and she's like, "Yeah, you want to come home with me?"
Well, she said she thought the boy was 16 when they first had sex.
16 is still
which is the age of consent there.
Yeah.
By the second night, she said she thought he was about 14 or 15 and knew it was wrong, but did it anyway.
Yeah, well.
It feels so good, though.
She had genuine doubts about his age because he was inexperienced.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, a year, you just get full of experience. Nick Frid, the defending attorney, said she felt pushed into having sex with him on both occasions. She felt like she was set up because she was not popular locally. Yes, Vaughn.
Wasn't she shit-faced the second time?
Yeah.
So how is she pushed? It's like he just came to the door and went, pulled out his ding-dong and went, "Hey, how you doing?" She went, "Okay, upstairs."
Ding-dong.
Okay, cock. Is that a better word?
What are we? He pulled out his wee-wee.
What are we, nine?
"Please to ring your ding-dong, governor." "Polish the ding-dong." "May I suck your ding-dong?" "Go home."
Oh,
"Can
God.
I smack your ding-dong with a hammer?"
You could all suck a bag of dicks.
A bag.
Oh, my God.
A full bag. Way a sack of dicks.
A sack. A sack of cock.
Oh. Starving. Sack of cock.
Oh, yeah.
Sack of
can I get a sack of 10? Cheese? No. Cocks.
Sack of cack.
Sack of cack?
Mm-hmm.
They should make a sack of kielbasa. White Castle. Just like
fried kielbasa.
Just put like a kielbasa in a bag.
Bread it up.
Leaking and shit.
It's great. That would smell so bad.
Oh,
put some
God.
Gravy in it. But you got to put it in the regular bag so it doesn't fit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all falling out.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
They always say a sack of 10, but they don't actually have a sack to put them in.
Well, they used to.
Yeah.
Then they kind of were like, "Oh, we can fit them in plastic bags."
Yeah,
do
so
that.
They put them in a plastic bag. And I feel cheated.
Okay.
Which is why I never ordered a sack of 10. Also because I can't eat that much.
Believe
that's
it or a lot.
No, it's not.
Really?
I had 8.
Still haven't tried the serpent turf?
No, and I will not.
Oh, come on. You're there every other night. You can try one.
Bun, fish, bun, burger, bun, fish, bun.
Bun, fish, yeah. Bun, fish, bun, cheeseburger, fish, bun. Yeah.
What?
It's a triple decker.
What the fuck is going on?
Bun, beef, bun, fish,
no.
Servant turf is
one
this.
Person talk.
No, I'll tell them.
Is it two fish or
I eat it. Shut up. It's a triple decker, but it's a cheeseburger in the middle and two fish fries.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
so it's bun, fish, bun, burger, bun, fish, bun.
There you go.
From bottom to top. Or top to bottom, actually.
Fantastic.
And you eat that.
I order at least one.
Why is my cholesterol so high, you ask? Why am I not dead?
And then I eat actual irons.
And then I just go to the iron chop and just jam my head in the iron shavings.
I like to bread them in iron filings.
Yes, and then pull an iron bar and then chew on it.
And then I chew on an anvil for about an hour.
That's why there's no teeth.
Oh, how funny would he look if he was missing a couple teeth in the front?
Oh, God. He would look like a homeless person.
He would.
Literally. You know, he does now, but at the teeth, he would look. I would suspect him being homeless.
Oh.
That's a good idea. He should. Let's knock out some of his teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If you keep eating those grave cases, you'll probably lose them.
He likes them.
The grave cases.
Grave cases. The way I'm going.
Yeah.
Grave.
It's so delicious. Really is
just
good.
Just got it.
Yeah. He's a fruit.
At least you didn't beat up your mic when you got it.
I know.
That took me off guard.
What a psycho.
He flipped out.
Lost his shit, Max's man. Mic. Anyway, next news story. Go ahead, shoot.
Fire it up.
Shoot me some info. Go ahead.
That's it. That's
make me think, fuckface.
That's all we got.
That's it?
Make you think?
Learn me some stories. Learn me some shit.
Tell me some stories, lady.
I don't want no genius beer. Give me a Budweiser.
Genius beer.
Guinness.
Well, we do actually have a couple of stories I want to get to. Maybe not right now.
Okay.
Well, you want to take a break?
Well, you know, we have been going for 50 minutes.
I do need a beer.
Yes.
I will get a beer.
He needs an alcoholic beverage.
This is a cute little story.
Oh, no.
Grandmother won second prize in a cake baking contest. Okay. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's great.
Only to discover that she was the only entrant.
Wait, what?
She won second place in a contest in which she was the only entrant.
So who won first?
They just didn't give it to her.
How do you...
Wow. I guess it wasn't that good.
How do you lose to nobody?
She looks upset.
Yeah, she's sitting there with her trophy and her cake.
Oh, God.
Just looking down,
that's
all sad.
So depressing.
I know.
That's just retarded.
Nobody likes my cake enough. Nobody likes my cake.
Second place in a game where no one else is playing. That's awesome.
The judges had an expectation. I suppose they didn't feel as though it was qualified for first place.
Oh, my God.
If
that's
you're,
amazing.
If you're running a contest... Uh-huh. And one person signs up for it,
they win by default.
Yeah, you can't just say,
"Yeah, you know that's
you know what that cake isn't good enough." Because guess what? No one gave you a cake.
All they have to do is put a piece of bread down on the table, and they win.
Yeah. If she shit in a bundt cake and cooked it, they'd still have to give her first place.
Seriously,
I don't like the texture, but I think we got to give her first place. God.
I'd eat it.
Mm-hmm. It did look good.
The frosting is delicious.
Where was this?
This is in England.
We're talking, fucking England. No one.
Why don't we do some American news?
We're talking about food contests. Do you guys watch?
The Kobayashi.
No, he lost.
Get his fucking ass kicked by an American.
That guy ate a lot.
Joey Chestnut, 66 in 12 minutes.
And he can't even bitch because he had that jaw thing because he blew away all his records.
Mm-hmm.
Now that guy has a record now, right?
He beat his own record from last year. He actually
Kobayashi?
No, Joey Chestnut.
Oh, okay.
He beat his record from last year, which
I assume
think was like
so because he won
64. Well, no, Kobayashi was still doing it. I saw it yesterday. And I was like,
yeah.
And you could see he was in pain trying to eat that shit down.
How many did he have?
I can't off the top of my head. I can't remember what he was eating. I was pretty much paying attention to the white boy.
Did Kobayashi do more than he did last year, though? Did they
no,
that?
Nah. I think he lost one or two.
Yeah, he didn't do as well.
Yeah,
it's just more rest.
Usually
stuff.
His no, it's the
hot dog.
I know.
Takamichinoko was eating some hot dogs the other day.
Takamichinoko.
Wow. And then there's the normal, you know, eight or nine fat guys.
Yeah, they got all these fat guys fucking shoving shit down.
Well, those
are
the guys who
go. Then they got the two skinniest people up front.
The fat guys are just going because they're hungry.
Yeah. They're just like, oh, free hot dogs.
Yeah, mom was in the back.
Well, also the guys, all those fat guys are like the ones who go state to state during the summers and do
they travel for little to no money.
Yeah.
Just to get
they spend more
get
money,
free food,
more of their own money doing these stupid competitions, because that's what they want to do for as a life sport.
I guess
kill themselves by eating pies and shrimp cake.
But now does this Joey fucking bag of walnuts guy,
Vinny bag of donuts?
does he have the record now?
Yes, he is the
he's the champion.
But I mean, like, did he beat everyone else's?
Kobayashi only ate 50 something last year. Only 50 something.
So he has a score for most ever.
And
anyone.
Yes.
Obviously, if you beat...
He's the all-time. Okay. All-time champion for most consecutive hot dogs eaten.
So what was that? 6 years in a row Kobayashi won?
Something like that.
And then his jaw gave up on him.
Yeah. Well, even if it didn't, the guy beat all his records, so he couldn't even say that, you know.
Well, the thing is, the guy, was it Joey Chestnut, he was actually sitting there figuring out how Kobayashi was doing it with all the, you know, being able to contort his body and his eating habits and stuff like that, and actually kind of trained the same way he did. You know, he'd sit there and, you know, would have to do certain exercises for his body and
is amazing.
His insides and stuff like that. And actually control the amount of food he would eat normally.
He did 66 in 12 minutes.
Sick.
Yeah. I can't even eat two in 12
minutes.
That's
hot dog and bun.
Yeah, they shove the bun in the water and
it's a lot.
Yeah,
It's over Pat, 5 a minute.
You got anything for this, Pat? You look. Pat looks upset.
My father died in a hot dog eating contest.
That's why he wasn't bringing up.
He wasn't eating the hot dogs. He fell in the hot dog maker.
The hot dog maker.
Everyone ate them. So I'm a little
disturbed.
I have a hot dog related story.
Yeah. You have a story for everything today.
No, this story goes back 20 years.
No.
It involved me because you're looking at me and smiling.
No.
What are you, the Highlander?
This story goes back centuries. This goes back a score ago.
There's a kid that used to love to eat hot dogs in like, second grade. So
his name is Matt.
His name is Matt.
Oh. No.
That boy was me.
He would eat a hot dog in virtually one bite in second grade. One of those ones that comes in a little plastic wrapper. Remember those from from elementary school? Pat remembers them.
I remember.
You'd have to tear that thing open, eat that disgusting hot dog. It was like they wrap bologna up, and they put it in, it in a greasy bun,
like rat meat.
It was disgusting, horrible, and it was a good sized dog. On top of that,
yeah,
this kid would take the hot dog and like palm it from his like right into his mouth, just swallow the hot dog whole
like a duck.
So there was one day where the hot dog was a little bit too much for the boy, and we had to bring him to the nurse's office.
He gagged on a hot dog?
He could have died.
Did he have it rammed? He jammed at his throat?
He did, yeah.
So no one thought to give him a Heimlich maneuver? Let's just run him over to the nurse's office.
I think he started hacking it up on the way, like before he even left. But, oh my God,
hit him
it was
with
horrible.
A bat in his stomach.
It was just so much hot dog.
Oh, God damn it.
I could never imagine doing that when I was little. What are you watching?
I have no idea.
Turtles mating.
Carly
How does that
sent
happen?
Me a video of turtles fucking.
Oh, I thought you were about to say it's another video.
And it's funny because he's headbutting her.
Slide. Oh.
And if you had, I've seen this, if you had sound.
Oh, I have sound.
Afterwards, the turtle makes funny noises when he gets back on his second.
Does he sigh?
No, he makes weird noise. I didn't even think
sound will be put on. How far do I have to go to get the phone?
Go about three. Yeah, right here.
He's headbutting her.
Oh, no.
Now he's about to come. Oh, he's really fucking hitting her, too.
Yep.
He's trying to get out of the road.
Nice.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
He's slapping her ass.
That's the turtle making that noise, by the way.
Wow. I didn't know they could even make a noise.
I didn't know either. I saw that. I said, what the fuck?
Well, there was a turtle at my steps, like when I lived dirt by the creek. Uh-huh. And he was at the very bottom of the steps, so I poked him with a stick to get him move out of the way.
Fucked
and he made a noise like, he was just like,
all right.
And then it kept going, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It looked like Abe Bagoda.
Yeah.
Probably sounded like him, too.
That is creepy.
Yeah, when Abe Bagoda fucks, he says...
He looked like the baby from Eraserhead, actually. I gotta hear that again.
No.
Pizza!
Medical!
Far out!
Wow.
I can't even see, like, where... I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
No.
Where one turtle begins and the other one ends?
Well, I could see that, but that's the thing. They end and begin so abruptly that I can't see where there could be any penetration.
That is, wow. It's a massive turtle penis.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Yeah.
It's bigger than Peter Steele's.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Lovely.
Take a drink. It is the first Peter Steele reference of the show made by Vaughn in Steve's absence because...
he's not here.
Yeah, he's kicked off the show, basically. Let's just...
His contract is up.
Mm-hmm. He's on a journey. He went to Australia.
He went to find himself.
And then in Tanzania.
Naked.
Tanzania?
I don't know.
Tanzania is in Africa.
So... So
he ended up in Rhode Island. How the fuck do you?
When's the part of the show we asked Vaughn to leave?
Wow!
Wow! What a douchebag! Nice to see you, Pat.
Were you going for Tasmania?
No, I was going for Tanzania.
You really wanted to go for Tanzania?
There's bugs all over.
It is disgusting.
The
really? I hate it.
There's a bug behind my head.
Wow.
There's a giant spider with a leg span probably as big as my palm.
It's a daddy long legs.
It is a daddy long legs, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind him because he actually eats the other bugs.
That thing's a fucking granddaddy long legs. Look at the size of that thing. That is massive.
Yeah, you have to feed it to him.
There's some weird-ass bug sitting
I thought it was
there.
A crack in the ceiling. That's how big that fucking thing is.
Why don't you grab a napkin and kill it?
It's big.
Yeah, it's not bothering me.
Stop complaining!
There's weird lightning
bugs. I like
bugs.
Complaining.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Kind of lightning bugs, the ones that don't have the light, those little guys.
Don't squish him
everywhere.
Into my furniture, Vaughn.
And Vaughn is rubbing.
You fucking shoe
don't
off my
make
couch.
Him move towards me, you jerk off.
I can't
off.
Fucking believe you just did that.
Vaughn took his shoe off and started ramming it into my couch.
And I don't want him crawling in my fucking ear.
A, I don't want a dead bug on my couch. And B, I don't want your shoe on my couch.
I don't want his shoes coming off.
I don't want him in my nose.
This is awful.
Let's take a break.
Wah. All right, I'm going to go to your house and just start shitting all over the place.
Shitting.
I'm going to shit on your Mac. No, White Ninja, we're not going to talk about when Chris Benoit had Darth Vader and the crippled crossface.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Who's that?
I don't know. I think they're trying to get us to talk about stupid shit again.
Combining Star Wars and wrestling, naturally.
That's awesome.
Well, I know it is. We'll talk about it during break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Reminiscing. we were in a radio show, and then we were in a Primus cover band.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Did we ever do that? Yeah, we did this song.
Yeah, badly.
Little American Life. I think we did an excellent, Pat. I think your drumming was superb.
It was. I am the best drummer in the tri-state area.
Yeah.
And I will challenge anyone. I will challenge anyone.
No, I did play a wicked bass myself.
It was alright.
Come on.
It was okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're the Aristocrats.
Hi.
Aristocratsradio.com.
What's the phone number?
What's that email address?
ConsumerRadio.com.
Who wants stickers?
Not I. I guess we should send them out sometime, huh?
Yeah, I love Poop wants his stickers.
Yeah.
Still haven't done that?
No.
Nice.
Amazing.
I don't see anyone else fucking clamoring to grab them and say, hey, I'll send them out.
All right,
no.
You give me 20 of those stickers.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You going to put them all in Boston Market?
I'll have them. No, I'm going to plaster them all over.
I already did that.
That was you?
Yeah, the Boston Market was me.
Yeah. Well, somebody saw that and said
something. Put one up over by like the Holland Tunnel.
Dude, I'll put them all over the highway.
Print them out. Print out the names and everything. I'll do it. And I'll even give Vendo a special thing.
Oh, yeah, you're going to poop in his.
Yeah, probably.
Ziploc of poop.
I love poop.
I want Ziploc.
It'd be funny if it got like seeping. Got like scanned and it was like, okay. Like, yep, just fecal matter. That's okay.
And when they stamp it.
All the poop comes out.
More of that crazy shit going to Japan.
Literally.
You bastards, where are the stickers? Yeah. Christine, the stickers are literally a half a foot away from me. There's a giant pile of them.
In a drawer.
I have 200 stickers just sitting in front of me.
They smell great, though.
They really do. I don't think I want to give them up. They do smell fantastic.
I'll tell you, I'm going to take a whiff right now. Give me a few of those. I'll plaster them all over the highway.
Plaster them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's
oh my goodness.
That did taunt people. Oh, this is entertaining radio.
Wow.
They're so shiny.
I'm very happy good. You haven't put up the shows in the last week and a half. Mm-hmm. Doing this.
Yeah, that's those are stickers.
This is a radio show.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, let me know when you're going to send them out because.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah.
Ain't gonna happen.
Because why?
Or you can give me a handful and I can just send them to I Love Poop because I got to send them some DVDs.
All
right. We'll do get them in one
they're
shot.
Sitting right there twice a week.
Fine.
You walk by them.
I only found out like yesterday.
Okay.
That's it. Shows
I want free stickers, but only if they stick. Yes, they do stick. Very well, actually.
Yeah.
I got the one in my car. The one in Boston Market stuck very well. There's really? One. There's a couple road signs, a Red Bank that are plastered.
Steve is insane.
The other one went nuts.
Yeah, he did. And then he just stopped showing up.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, this is a great show. I love it.
Awesome.
That sucks.
I love it.
I got to work and get pussy.
I'm going to bed.
No, I'm tired. I can't do a show tonight.
Maybe he's got diarrhea. You never know.
Probably does. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that time again.
I don't know.
Back to the news.
Well...
All right.
Oh, there's a video with this.
Oh.
Now, a story of incredible survival, but we do want to warn you that the details of this story are really very disturbing.
Yes.
A 6-year-old girl's intestines were sucked out of her as she sat on a drain in a kiddie pool at her family's country club. Abigail Taylor's dad spoke to us as a warning to other families. Pool and hot tub drain accidents are a hidden danger that many of us just don't understand, Esme Murphy reports.
Because they don't happen.
Yeah, so I guess she thought it was cute to sit on the drain. And it sucked her intestines, I'm guessing, right out of her asshole.
Oh,
I'm
guessing,
man. She's dead.
No.
No, she isn't.
She's very much alive. That's
horrible.
I shouldn't say very much.
And it ripped through her.
Yeah, you got to talk closer to the mic. You're really far away.
Bathing suit.
Probably.
Why would she sit on? Oh, I can only imagine why.
Feels good.
She has big brown eyes and a dazzling smile. At 6, Abigail Taylor has already competed in local swim meets.
And big brown eyes.
That's why her family didn't think twice when she played at a kiddie pool similar to this one at the Minneapolis Golf Club Friday night. Abigail's dad, Scott, says she fell as she got out.
Minnesota.
She more or less blacked out. She passed out, fell face first onto the pool decking.
The family thought it might be a seizure.
I mean, obviously, we had no idea what had happened.
An ambulance rushed her to Children's Hospital. Several hours later, a surgeon said Abby was lucky to be alive.
That the suction had caused a 2-inch tear in her rectum and had basically disemboweled her by pulling out her small intestine. Almost all of it.
A search of the pool's filter turned up Abigail's intestine.
The suction was especially strong in the pool Abby was in because the drain cover had somehow been removed. Now, in most public pools in the Twin Cities like this one, the drain cover is actually screwed on and can't be moved.
Unless you unscrew it.
This video from the Consumer Product Safety Commission shows a man struggling to pull a rubber ball off of a drain. The pressure can be as strong as 300 pounds per square inch.
Oh, my God.
It never even crosses anybody's mind that potentially at the bottom of that pool is enough force to literally disembowel a child, an adult.
Abigail will have to be fed intravenously for the rest of her life and will have to have a colostomy bag.
We view it as a miracle that she's still with us.
And she is improving. This morning she stunned her family by asking this question.
And she said, am I going to be on the news? She said, why do you ask? And she said, I want to make sure that this doesn't happen to anybody else.
Now, since 1990, 170 people, mostly children, have been caught in drains, and 27 of them have died. Federal legislation is pending that would require pools and hot tubs to have multiple drains to ease the suction. Some pools have a safety vacuum cutoff, which shuts down if someone is trapped. New drain covers, which cost less than $50, can also help. The bottom line, though, there are an awful lot of older pools and hot tubs that are potentially very dangerous. And also the bottom line is this family, including little Abigail, just want to get the word out that this danger is out there and it is potentially devastating.
Ew.
Abigail's horrible. Abigail told her mother, can you put a bullet in my brain? I want to be like this the rest of my life.
This is a terrible life.
Yeah.
Terrible.
As soon as I read the headline, I was just like, what?
It sucked out a piece. How was it? 2-inch tear in her anus?
Yep, yeah, 2-inch tear in her anus.
And ripped out a section of her
intestine. Small intestine, which is actually the longest of the intestines.
Yeah.
Most of it. It ripped out.
That's a lot of intestine.
That is a lot.
It's like 8 miles.
It's not?
No.
No. A
couple feet, maybe. About 18 feet.
Is it really? Is that how long it is? That's fucking insane.
It's all wrapped up. Yeah. The small intestine is like all like wrapped around and shit.
Yeah.
Why would you get close to that shit?
She was stupid.
She fell.
No, she was dumb.
No, she fell afterwards. She got sucked into it while she was swimming around.
She passed out onto it.
Didn't you just hear what the woman said?
Yeah.
Said she blacked out and she fell onto it, right?
No.
Matt?
I think she blacked out as she was getting out of the pool.
Let's do it again.
Vaughn is fat says, LOL, that rules.
Great. I got a fat guy who's me.
And Christina looks like she's ready to barf.
Good, barf.
She wrote, oh, God, like three times. Well, twice.
Four times.
Oh, God.
Technically,
twice. God. Let's go back a little bit.
My God.
Now, a story of
intestines.
As a warning to other families. Reports.
She has big brown eyes and a dazzling smile.
No intestines.
Abigail Taylor has already competed in local swim meets.
But
she loves to swim.
That's why her family didn't think twice when she played at a kiddie pool similar to this one at the Minneapolis Golf Club Friday night. Abigail's dad, Scott, says she fell as she got out.
She more or less blacked out. She passed out, okay. Fell face first onto the pool decking.
See, I'm listening.
She was just chilling on the.
No, Vaughn's still wrong.
Go back to Tanzania,
Tasmania. Yeah,
fucking Rhode Island. Where the hell you last were?
Wow. They have wonderful sunsets.
Do they?
And suction like you wouldn't believe.
Well, that's another monologue unto itself.
Go back to Rhodesia.
So, what do I think of that?
Violent, disgusting, and I don't want to have sausages now.
Wonderful.
Oh my, lovely, valid, and wonderful.
Valid.
That is
disturbing.
Honestly, I can't even fathom this story.
No. Nope.
Fathom. Can you imagine sitting down and then just having whatever you sat on just suck your guts out through your asshole?
Fatality.
Yeah.
Suckality. Life sucks from now on, ality.
She can't be doing any swimming anymore now. Unless she wants to try to go underwater and her classmate bag sits on the top of it.
Man,
that's what keeps her up.
Keeps her afloat. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, Christine, big brown eye, huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh!
She has a beautiful brown eye.
It's about 2 inches larger than usual, but we still love it.
Man. I mean, that's just...
How'd she get out?
Man.
I don't know. How did she...
I don't know.
How did it stop sucking it out?
Like, maybe someone realized him. Turn the pump
did
off.
She like rip it?
I don't know. I can't even think about it.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine what it looked like all mashed up in the filter?
No.
Like a squirrel mashed up in the filter.
just think about somebody like sucking in a strand of spaghetti. Like just watch it reverse.
it reminds me of Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times when thrown through all the cogs.
What? All right, well, that's something you got.
Trying to relate, pricks.
What
sorry.
Are you fucking different? Yeah, I'm trying to relate. Remember Charlie Chaplin? Trying to relate to the young kids.
Vaughn.
23 Skidoo.
Vaughn's dated comments are just. They're
seriously.
So... what was that in the last
remember that
one?
Time in the war?
Remember the War of 1812?
Dean Martin.
For that one.
He died of the alcoholism.
Marilyn Monroe.
Dead from the CIA.
Oh, God.
So. Annette Funicello. Mentally retarded.
All right, what are we doing?
It's just random celebrities from days of old that Vaughn digs up.
But Abbott, Lou Costello.
Dead.
Who's on first? Who's on the pool drain?
Who's dead?
Who's got less intestines?
Wow. I don't know you.
I don't think we should be talking about this.
No, I don't either.
Why not?
Because it's very disrespectful to the family and that poor girl, Abigail.
Huh? Are you okay? Well, you haven't
been
on the show
in a long
time.
I just think aristocrat should be a little bit more, you know.
High PC? Class?
Aristocratish.
No, just, you know, a little bit more kind.
Okay.
You should be making fun of everyone all the time.
A kinder, gentler aristocrat.
Drink your beer.
Yeah. You know, on my trip, I've... looked for Jesus.
Did you find him?
But you found Zen.
He was in a bar.
Did it touch you?
In several places.
Wow. Show me on the doll.
And I came.
Did it give you the cripple claw
like,
face?
Like the turtle?
All I'm saying is I think we should be a nicer, kinder, gentler aristocrat.
I agree with
you.
You
couldn't even get that out.
I agree with you.
I already had like five beers.
Did you really?
Just about.
I see two.
Well, I'll tell you something, buddy.
What, yeah?
ICQ.
Why is no one calling into the show?
Because no one likes
we
us.
We have a phone line.
Do we?
No one calls in.
Yeah, 732-917-0456.
Talk to the aristocrats. And me.
Ask Pat some questions about his travels.
No one else wants to hear about Abigail?
Well, what is there left?
I don't know.
She got her shit sucked out. A
couple inches of intestines.
What'd they do with that intestine? They pull it out and like look at it and then put it in a jar?
Oh, God. Can you imagine what that would feel like?
She's got like 80 years of her life left and it's just going to be intravenous feeding. That sucks.
I used to get grossed out going to my grandmother's house and cleaning bugs out of the filter in the pool.
Yep.
Imagine having to take out a child's small intestine.
Yep.
Knowing what it was.
Yeah.
Oh. That's not so small.
With the skimmer.
There's nothing small about this. It keeps coming. It's like a magic trick.
You get it, Herb? Look at this. Check this out. What did she eat? Come on, Harvey. She lost her intestine.
Hey, look, I'm an elephant.
Oh, it smells horrible. There's veal flopping all over the place. What do you have?
Veal.
She had veal cutlets for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So she was at Steve's house.
I don't get it.
There's veal cutlets and cigarettes in here. I don't get it.
They have veal patties and cigarettes for dinner every night.
Together. They put their cigarettes out on the veal before dinner.
And then they eat the
That's
cigarettes.
That's how they cook it.
Yeah. They cut up the cigarettes. Yeah. It's a wonderful Thanksgiving meal they made. Cigarettes, just a giant turkey made with cigarettes.
Yep.
The filter's very good this year. Is this Pall Mall?
Niagara's.
More past the tower, please.
It burnt.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, okay.
That's to make sure everyone knew I burped.
Yes. So, that's Abigail's story.
She's done.
Yeah, she's fucking done.
Hopefully that guy with the tractor can run her over.
Oh, put her out of her.
Because that's the only way he could
just
run drives
over. Drives it into the pool.
Esther! Right on top of her head.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We should be a little bit more kinder.
Gentler.
Kinder, gentler aristocrat.
Hi, you're on with the aristocrats.
What's you up? Are on with the aristocrats. Jimmy Smith.
Give us some announcements.
That was just disgusting.
Do I have anything else for Abigail, or is that it? I'm getting really tired. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
I feel fine.
Could it be the fat fucked upness of you?
No.
No.
Let's see how we sound.
This is so lame.
That's funny. That's child weird. Dials 911 287 times on an old cell phone.
Is it sucked out of the intestines?
This is fucking news right here. Fuck that girl in her guts.
Emergency. Guts. Do you have it, guts?
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Did you filter it, guts?
Oh. At least they were clean.
Yeah, it's true.
A little chlorinated. Unfiltered.
Preserved.
All right, what happened with this phone?
Emergency dispatchers heard a child's voice, but they couldn't tell where it was coming from. At times, 15 to 20 calls came during a shift. Then they stopped for a week. By the end of last month, the four-year-old had called the emergency center 287 times using a deactivated cell phone, according to somebody. When the girl was finally located, she said she wanted McDonald's.
Whoa! She was definitely American.
She gave out her address after the center promised to fill her order. Instead, it sent the police. Child's mother didn't know that the phone call could still make 911 calls.
Duh, that's the only thing they can make.
But because the phone was deactivated, no return phone number or other information was turned up on the center's computer.
Interesting.
She just wants some McDonald's.
I just want some McDonald's.
I thought that was cute.
Understand.
Okay. No, you don't get
adorable.
It.
No.
I don't get it.
Oh, Pat's just sitting there just going, I came back for this.
Seriously.
How could a four-year-old kid put that together? That is such an emergency to that kid. I really want McDonald's.
Some fucking McDonald's.
Well, so have you ever been that hungry?
That I've called 911 for food? Yes.
Yeah.
I just did it 2 days ago.
I need it. I just want to go to jail to get three squares.
Oh, man.
Squares.
Three
like
squares.
That fucking lady that,
What?
The nanny 911.
Oh, God.
I need a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I need
this
some
is a nanny 911.
I need some friends.
Mm-hmm. I need that some happened. Friends. I need a nanny.
I need a life.
Basically.
Yeah, really.
This is a nanny 911. I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're asking for.
Send a SWAT team over and kill you.
911 doesn't do that. Okay, bye.
Never mind. Thanks for nothing. Oh, so anyone see the fireworks yesterday?
No.
No.
Wow.
Actually, well, I saw the real life fireworks on my way home from the movies last night.
Oh, really? What'd you see?
Transformers.
We
but,
don't talk about that.
The lightning was basically just the entire sky.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Pretty
constantly.
Much.
It was awesome. I loved it.
I saw home dells from my house. I didn't go anywhere. I just sat in the backyard.
I saw my neighbor. Lightning blow off his finger. Stuff. Yeah,
we were doing that Saturday at a friend's house. We were shooting off fireworks in the streets.
Sounds like a blast.
I was shooting
off
something.
The cops came and everybody ran like 12-year-olds.
Is that what they call it nowadays? Vaughn? Shooting off fireworks in each other's faces?
Yeah.
Well, Philadelphia had their fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. New York had theirs too.
Okay, fireworks.
Big deal.
Okay, fireworks burst forth over the Philadelphia Museum of Art before midnight. On the nation's 231st birthday.
Old.
That is old.
That's nothing.
Even if many rain-soaked revelers had headed to the city's, had heeded the city's advice and gone home. Basically, Philadelphia had their fireworks.
Nobody there.
A lot of people showed up. A lot of people waited. They canceled it. Told everyone to go home. After everyone went home, they put them on.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And people are pretty much pissed.
Big deal.
It's such a Philly thing to do, too. It's like, go home. There's no fucking fireworks.
Kick you in the face when you're down.
Oh, shit. It stopped raining. Yeah, let's just throw them on there. Whatever.
Yeah, we got them. Might as well
use
them.
Save them for next year. So there's like 15 people like walking away, and they're like, oh, shit.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Don't they put it on TV in Philly just like they do around here?
Probably. I don't know. I don't think it's as big of a deal. What the fuck? I was watching the New York one, and it was all just American Idol people.
Oh,
that was it.
Well, it's what? What was it on Fox?
No.
What channel is it? Like 7?
ABC, I guess.
Well, was it all like singers and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the big thing. That's they use. They're cheap. They're not going to spend a lot of money for like Peebo Bryson or some fucking shit.
What?
Who?
Huh?
What just happened?
Who? What person was that?
Did I just have a stroke?
What you about to boo?
They're not going to pay for special people. Like
what?
Who did you say?
Peebo Bryson.
Peebo Bryson?
Yeah.
You know their names, you faggot. Who was that?
An old singer from like the late
80s. Oh,
80s. I think, yeah.
God. I think it's like the 20s or something.
The late 1800s.
They're bringing back Fatty Arbuckle. They're just shocking them.
Fatty Arbuckle.
Well, gonna blow up some fireworks.
Well, no.
Got some Gilbert and Sullivan.
Oh, down by the shore.
Yeah, the you're an asshole.
I am.
Tell everyone to go home.
Hey, wait a minute. It just stopped raining. Let's just blow up these fucking things.
Thank you very much.
Well, what was the thing with the New York ones? They had to change the trajectory.
The what?
Trajectory. Thank you.
You didn't say that.
I was about to get it out, but I couldn't. Just didn't want to come.
Let's try it again.
No.
Like
they
very
had,
windy
they changed
on the water.
Angle. All right, is that a better word?
The angle.
Yeah, instead of having to shoot straight up, they actually put them like at a different angle this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was for safety precautions or something like that.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. I didn't watch them. So I don't fucking know.
I didn't see them.
Shut up.
I didn't either. I didn't watch them.
Were you working?
See them once, see them once.
I did, and they got
the movie.
Really boring after a while.
I bet.
Like the first minute was pretty cool. And then it just turns into, like, you know, we just start talking amongst ourselves. And then basically it's like, can you turn that down? It's annoying. It went on for like 15 minutes.
It's like New Year's.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, why the fuck do you watch all the rest of that shit? You wait for like the five seconds before midnight. You watch Dick Clark stumble through the 10 count.
Oh, see, that's not right.
Oh, I forgot. What's wrong, Pat?
What happened?
See, he had a medical condition.
Yeah, a heart attack. Yes.
Stroke.
Whatever. He's or a palsied freak now.
Three strokes, you're out, man.
I don't think we should say that about him. Dick Clark has done a lot of good things for TV and upcoming stars.
He's American Skeleton. I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a horrible dead man. God.
Patty can be able to make it to the show?
I can't believe the show has come to this.
Are you kidding me?
It's changed a lot since you left.
Yeah, it changed so much.
What happened to the Jesus Hour?
Oh, let's bring up what was it, Lamuel?
Oh, no, God. Not again.
Lamuel.
God.
Well, Christine sent me a video, but it froze up on me.
Is anyone talking about me on the message board?
No.
Damn it.
The official first day of summer got off to a running start in the heart of New York City when the ultramarathon man, Dean Karnazes, braved one of the greatest tests of endurance in history.
Huh?
With the support of Accelerade, a new protein-enhanced sports drink, Dean ran almost 5 marathons in 24 hours.
What?
And he did it all on a treadmill suspended high above Times Square. To see highlights from this 24-hour endurance run, visit www.accelerate.com.
I don't want to see that at all.
And then
I
smash your
this.
Face with a ball-peen hammer.
I didn't realize I was going to play first.
Fizzled, but the on-again, off-again show did finally go on. Unfortunately, by the time they lit up the sky, many were already headed home, believing the show was canceled. So why the mix-up? Albert Lombardo and his friend...
Nice.
Well, see you later.
Good.
But they canceled the video.
Definitely.
You know what? Fuck this. I'm going to sit here. And...
We know the story.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was hoping to just kill some time.
Albert Lombardo's a faggot.
Seriously, he really is.
He fucked up a computer. He fucking sucks.
You fucking faggot fuck.
He'll fucking douche you.
Guys.
What's wrong, Pat?
What's wrong, Pate?
Pate. What's the matter, Pate?
You want to get on on the mountaintop and preach? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, come on. I just read this title.
What? What's the matter?
Child rapes child.
Should I read this story, Matt?
Yes, please. What's the title?
Yes, you should, Ma. Go ahead. Sorry, we have a recurring B. Arthur thing on the show.
Yeah,
lately.
Yeah.
Arthur. She's still alive?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And very attractive. I would say.
Very much so.
I would call her... Danny.
We should find the song, the Cantina song, and play that at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. We played that
we
once.
We did
before.
Play once.
No, I mean, played the full thing. And played like the first 5 minutes of it. It's an awesome song.
Yeah.
Best song on the whole movie, in the whole show.
Do, 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 do. Anyway, what's the fucking story?
Get ready, Pat.
Damn, fucking Pat. He's so angry.
Men accused of enslaving.
Men.
Now, you two try to guess. What are they accused of enslaving?
Ad-lib. Like,
try to guess. Ad-lib. What are they enslaving?
Blacks.
Good try.
Roosters.
Pat? Roosters? No.
Pat was actually closer.
Indonesians.
Getting there.
Oh, very close. Getting warm.
What'd you say?
Fleas.
Fleas, no.
Vaughn was warm.
Come on, Vaughn. You're getting there.
South Koreans?
Oh, getting so close,
he's
Pat.
He's very hot
Pat,
now.
Another try.
Vietnamese.
Oh, you guys are so close.
You guys are dancing around it.
Chinese. Alaskans.
No.
Chinese.
Okay, okay. All right, now we got one more.
But what do they do?
Gold farmers?
No. Oh,
pants makers?
No.
Ooh, on the right track.
Sneaker makers.
Tell me when you give up.
I give up.
I'm done. But I got close.
Read the full title.
Men accused of enslaving Chinese acrobats.
What? Look at it. He's hit his head on the mic with that.
Unbelievable.
He's done. He's done. He wants to put a bullet in his brain. He's done with the show.
I can't even imagine.
Well, they want a good show.
I guess so.
You can only get the Chinese.
3 men enslaved more than 20 members of a Chinese acrobatic team.
Oh.
Feeding them little, paying them next to nothing to perform, and confiscating their passports.
You're slaving them. Why would you pay them?
And visas, U.S. authorities said. I guess they get their own food out
of them. They were feeding them little.
A,
they were feeding feeding them bodybuilders or
what?
Rich Little?
No, Tony Little.
Tony Little.
Oh, Tony Little. Rich Little is the guy that does the voices.
Yes.
Horribly.
A woman who worked as an interpreter for the China Star Acrobats escaped last month. Jesus Christ. And contacted authorities, the FBI said.
Oh, my God.
She told police that she and 20 teammates, including five teens aged 14 to 17,
nice.
Were being held against their will. That is hot.
That is very hot.
Social workers interviewed 14 of them Friday, according to the criminal complaint. They literally hugged the investigators when they arrived. Yu Zai Li, 38, Yang Shen, 21, and Jun Hu, 43, were arrested.
Yeah.
This week on slavery charges.
So is there old people enslaving enslaving them? Nice.
38, 21, and 43-year-old. God, anybody who gets arrested for slavery.
I know. They're just stupid and got caught. That's
shit
all.
Ton of slopes. Fuck.
Isn't that considered kidnapping?
Yeah. I guess.
And they're making them go from place to
place.
Yeah,
what were they doing? What were they making them do?
Acrobatic feats.
That was it?
They promised them $300 U.S.
Good, fill some time.
To $1,600 U.S. a month to perform with the China Star Acrobats, mm-hmm. a team that traveled and performed at schools across the United States.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good deal, right?
Yeah, you're making $300.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
They said the acrobats were forced to stay in Lee's home.
Oh, no.
Where up to six lived in each bedroom.
Oh, so that's like an apartment in the Red Bank with a bunch of Mexicans.
This sounds like the hottest story I've ever heard.
They were fed minimal amounts of instant noodles, rice, and vegetables twice a day.
That's normal for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else would they eat? They said sometimes they had to perform twice a day.
No.
Were woken early and did not get to sleep until very late.
Well, did you hear about that guy who was running five marathons?
He didn't have shit. Yeah, seriously. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Just give him that accelerate.
Yeah. I was gonna say that dog shit that they were serving that guy. Yeah.
And that their phone calls home would be monitored.
It sounds like a hotel, not slavery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. One girl performed as a contortionist, told authorities she was being paid.
Yeah, that is hot.
$50 a month, while a boy said he had been traveling with the troop for 2 years, said he was receiving $100 a month.
Yeah,
that's pretty good over there.
Yeah, not bad.
If you're a chick, you get your rate slashed, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're now being provided shelter, food, and medical attention.
And they still have to perform twice a day.
Yes.
Less than nothing.
They're still giving them noodles.
Yeah.
Top ramen.
That's all they got is noodles there.
Of all the people to enslave, Chinese acrobats.
They're not even human.
No, they're not even. They're subhuman.
Okay.
Well, Chinese.
That's mean.
That goes without saying.
It's going to go along the lines of aliens, but... subhuman.
They can't
even
see anything with those slanted eyes.
No, they can't.
No.
Damn gooks.
They're very small.
Pat, was that comment okay?
Gooks? Is that
slopes?
Good?
Yeah, that's okay. Jesus.
Zipper heads? Is that a worse one?
Jesus don't like the gooks, huh?
No, Jesus used to say gooks all the time. Yeah, it's fine.
Blessed are the gooks, for they cannot see as well as us, because they got little tiny eyes.
He used to get drunk. Oh,
and they pee in my Coke.
The things he would say.
They pee in my Coke. What the fuck?
That was a burp.
Why did you put it near the mic?
Anyway,
might as well
you.
Contribute somehow.
Wow, Pat is...
Pat isn't used to being up this late.
I'm not either.
Well, I'm not yawning in the mic.
What?
I'm sorry.
5 seconds.
You're making me yawn now.
That wasn't even a real yawn.
Oh, guys, but I'd go for some White Castle.
Oh, White Castle. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
We just had pizza.
I know, we did. We just...
You fat fox.
I've had two slices of pizza today.
Garbage.
No, I'm talking about
Me
and Derek.
We will go to White Castle.
We will die from something.
We are fat fox. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks.
What? I'll agree with you. You are.
I do have a high iron count. I will have to stay 500 feet away from Magneto.
500 feet.
Tell me, fat ass, does that iron run all through your body? Well, I'm just jiggling.
I'm hungry.
There's too much fat in your stomach.
Ah, too funny.
Juan has breasts.
Like, you should talk.
And as big as yours.
Oh, sorry.
Mine are a little firm than yours, probably.
Yeah, mine are hitting there, going down from all the aging. The gravity, sorry.
Gravity.
Mine aren't perky like yours are.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Mine are rather perky. You know what I did? I did the mistake of brushing my teeth shirtless the other day. And everything was shaking back and forth. I threw up in the sink.
Fatty man tits crush his lungs in his sleep.
I threw up in the sink and I called out of work.
Nice.
I couldn't do it.
You crawled back in the bed and cried until you fell asleep.
We have an old friend on the phone.
Excellent. Oh, no.
Hello, who's this?
It's Nad Nud.
Nad Nud!
Awesome.
What do you want, Nad Nud?
Sorry, I missed the show tonight.
Yeah, we were sitting here waiting for you. We weren't going to go on, but we decided to.
Who's this, Dave?
Dan.
Hey. Dan Dunn.
Oh, I thought he said Nad Nud.
He did say
well,
Nad
Nud is his name.
Oh, fantastic. What's up, Dan?
Gimmick.
You're on with Pat. What's up?
Shoot me
Pat's
some
Pat's over tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Pat.
I'm bringing some authenticity back to the show.
Nice.
Thanks. All right, guys. Christ.
Seriously.
We got our one fucking call. You guys are burping like goddamn assholes. What's up, Dan? What do you say?
Caller,
go.
Missoula Falls, go.
I'm sorry, what, Dan?
You got a White Castle.
You fat fuck.
Hang up.
That's what he calls up for. Yeah. Oh, guys, starving. Can you pick me up something?
You could have messaged me. You guys are going to White Castle.
I'm done working. I thought I'd stop by and go to White Castle.
He is done working.
Call
it the working done.
Yeah, if you guys are gonna go, can you just get me a number one cheese?
Drop it off my apartment.
Chicken eggs.
So what's up, Dan? How's it going?
Doing good. How you been, Pat?
Or Matt, or whatever.
Or Matt, I can't hear.
It's hard to tell on the phone.
Yeah,
okay.
It is hard to tell.
Okay.
So how's work today, Dan?
It was spectacular.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah. This is as great as Gabby Rich calling in.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dan. Well, he wants to give you a call if we go to White Castle?
Well, I was going to head on over.
Oh, really?
Oh, to White Castle. Okay. Wait for
well, us, you yeah. got 10 minutes before the show's over, so you better hurry the fuck up.
All right. I'll be there in a little bit.
Jump, jump. All right.
Bye, Dan.
Wonderful.
Nice.
So is this what the show's called? This is,
no, you've missed some shows.
We're
man.
Just call. We have friends calling, saying if we're hanging out.
Yeah.
No, the thing is,
heard you guys are going to the castle.
He couldn't text message you.
You never got to listen to the 3-hour show where Derek kept calling Gabba Rich over and over again. It was just the best conversations we've ever had.
They were good.
We'd be talking and talking, and he'd just say, yeah.
Okay.
Flexing his muscles.
Vaughn,
they are big.
Vaughn, you painted the picture in my mind. I can see everything.
I know, like a deranged
Vaughn
2-year-old.
Vaughn is a natural storyteller.
Go die.
Yeah, I think he's worse than me.
Wow.
I suck at telling stories. I have like ADD. I start telling stories. Yeah, so I remember this one time I was hanging out in a... Wait.
Jeez,
no, it wasn't a park.
Ah, damn.
It was in a car. I was hanging out in his car one time,
yeah,
no. And I remember this one time, there was this guy. It was funny.
Yeah.
No, wait, it was a park. I had to go back and forth.
Oh.
But Vaughn does have a lot of iron, so. That probably goes to the brain.
Call them all iron
sides.
Don't
let my brain.
Yeah.
Little iron tits.
Oh, Chris is digging us on the chat.
Ironhide.
Yeah.
He's giving us some digs here.
Oh, okay.
That's all about.
Digging into us?
Well, what's his name? The toucher there had to go to lunch.
Oh.
And,
so he's taking up the slack?
So he said, what happened to the toucher? Christine said he went to lunch. He said, that's just an excuse to get out of listening to the Kratz.
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. Damn.
Ooh. The autocrats.
The audio craps.
Has anyone commented on me?
No one cares. Jesus.
Wow. I am the fucking... I helped you start this, and you know what?
I'll help you kill it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll destroy it right now. Burn it down.
What? I thought people would be flocking.
No.
They're flocking away.
Well, they're all breathless.
Okay.
What's with the rumors? That's what he said to me on Tuesday.
What's that?
What? Vaughn? Did you say something to him on Tuesday?
What rumors? I didn't say anything.
Vaughn is a shit. Matt's a little
What?
Huh?
What is he talking about?
I don't know. I don't know if he's just like talking fucking to himself around? Or don't have the words. Oh. I guess he doesn't like Matt.
Ooh. Who's that?
Chris.
Who's that?
The guy who runs the station.
Oh, okay. Oh, has he not listened to us or something?
Oh, I don't know. Is this the first time he heard us? Finally realized we're crap?
No, I think he was sitting in on Tuesday. He was listening Tuesday because he was over.
He's always starting stuff with other shows.
What are you talking about? Matt? Me? Or Matt?
Matt or Vaughn?
Why don't Vaughn's you call in, boy. Chris? You got a phone.
It's weird. It
I
feels
always
like,
listen.
It feels like they Matt. They hear us from telepathy.
Matt, are you starting shit with other shows?
No.
Oh.
Matt, Chris, why don't you call in? You know the number.
He doesn't have a phone.
Did you leave dead squirrel on another show's doorstep?
Oh, that's what I did.
Oh, well, Matt is starting shit with other... You know, Matt, I don't appreciate that.
I don't want to be affiliated with this show.
What did you do, Matt?
I don't know.
Like, do you really not know? Or?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't know either.
I'm trying to find out what the hell he's talking about.
I don't know. Derek and Vaughn are gold. Yeah!
Yes! Nice.
And what about me? All right.
What about Pat?
Derek is awesome.
That's right. This is opposite day. I forgot to tell you guys.
Dude, we wanted to tell you. You do suck shit.
It's true.
Yeah. You know what? They get us confused. He might be thinking I suck. I don't know.
Oh.
He doesn't know everyone's names.
Yeah.
Either that or he took too many sleeping pills.
Ooh.
I don't know. All right, so Matt's, I wish I knew what you said.
I wish I did, too.
Yeah, what the hell is he talking about? He doesn't have a phone, but he has an internet connection.
Without Derek, there's no show. Well, that's true.
That's no show. Yeah, no shit.
Because they do it in my house.
Yeah.
Even though we were talking about doing it at somebody else's place. Weren't we talking about doing another show? No, before, when you were, like, kind of in the air when we were doing, you know, during the summer last year.
Oh.
When you would do a show, like, you're once every, camp? Like, 35 weeks.
35 weeks.
Well, no, Steve was like talking about doing another show, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, if push came to shove, I would always just buy everything from Derek.
And I wouldn't give it up.
That's true.
Vaughn is a comedic genius.
What?
Oh, this definitely is opposite day.
All right,
yeah. Chris is out of his mind, but whatever. I'll admit it. I'm the best.
Everyone feeds off of Vaughn.
This is truth.
No, yeah. Everyone feeds Vaughn.
We feed off his milk and his big fat nips.
No,
his big inverted nipples.
His massive
and
udders.
His Chinese eye fucking belly button.
What?
His belly button looks like it's Chinese. It's got like a weird eyelid on it.
It has an epicanthian fold.
That's cancer.
Belly button cancer.
Vaughn sets the pace.
Who is this guy?
You are a pace car. I don't know what to say.
He's big as a car.
This is a guy who runs the station.
Yeah. What was?
Amazing.
And he likes me and Vaughn.
And Matt starts shit. Nice.
Yeah, cool. I'd like to know what Matt did.
I really would too.
And what rumors is he talking about?
I don't know.
Stop telling little things. Email somebody, for God's sakes.
Okay.
Too bad he doesn't have a phone on him.
Well, I always like Derek. Oh, I always like you, Chris. You're a gentleman and a scholar, even though you ignore me at the Cringe Humor Show.
Wow.
But you didn't know it was me, so I
That's sweet.
I don't feel like yelling across the fucking...
They had one like 2 weeks ago in Woodbridge.
Yeah, I was working.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, I had to get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, my day was shot.
Yeah.
By the time...
I should go on a date.
Yeah, well, we'll hold hands.
What we do?
We'll have a fish fry.
No, I don't feel bad, Chris. I know you were busy that day.
So, who said what about me?
I don't know.
No one cares, dude. Said about you. You're on the show, what, after like a year hiatus, you're back for 1 week? One day?
One day, yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll come back and I'll...
Oh, yeah?
I'll boost these fucking ratings through the roof.
Oh, yeah?
Like, Craig just makes the phantom appearance of showing up to reclaim his crown.
He just comes to eat the burgers.
Sitting next to me. Yeah, to reclaim his food intake, and then he never is shown again.
He just wanted to eat fucking burgers.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I did, too. I heard the show. I was getting hungry. I should go over. You're parking lot away.
I know. Literally, you're yards away from me.
500 feet away from me.
Oh, did you kill?
You
the
open
rest
your
of the
curtain
next
and you can like see us in the window all laughing. You're like, wish I could walk over there.
I bet it smells great in there.
No, it didn't. No, it
no.
Was
we
terrible.
Wish actually. Now that I think about it, I listened to that and I wish we had Pat here. Not eating, but just doing like spots. Like, just talking.
Thank you, Vaughn. That's very
because
sweet.
Because, no offense, but the two girls did shit. Okay. It really didn't do anything. No color commentary at all.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, it's the truth, though. All you heard was this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not
sucks.
I was actually going to bow out of the contest so I could commentate it.
Yeah.
But they were just so good looking and delicious looking. I just had to eat them.
You can. You can't give that up.
Yeah.
You probably don't have a soul if you don't want to eat a White Castle
Seriously.
Burger.
We should have had Eric call in and do commentary even though he's on the phone.
And Vaughn is being fat right now.
It would have been hilarious.
Apparently, Tyrion Wireless, which are the fellas in Australia that broadcast us, they love Vaughn.
Wow.
Love the Vaughn.
Wow.
Mention him by name all the time. All right, now I know he's either drunk or fucking with us.
Yeah.
He's got to be out of his mind. What do you want?
Aussies love Vaughn. You're a big hit in Vaughn. He says he swears. They love the Vaughn.
You're a big hit in Vaughn,
except,
you said.
Except the toucher.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Australia.
You're a big hit in Australia.
Tip of the toucher. He hates me.
Yeah.
Wow, you insulted all of Australia.
He doesn't hate me. The toucher.
They say their favorite show is Aristocrats. Okay, now I know he's fucking with. I'm just going to close this.
Fuck the chat.
And Vaughn is absolutely hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah, he's fucking with me. No big deal.
Well, they are upside down.
I understand,
down, aren't
brother.
They?
He must be, because you're a fucking moron.
Wow. Shit.
He right. can't even argue with it. He's all like, right. You know what? That's pretty accurate. All
right. Yeah. Who will be laughing over whose dead body soon enough?
Oh, my God.
Me.
Over whose?
I don't know. You'll die from some kind of weird disease.
Yeah.
You're the one with high iron and cholesterol.
Yeah, ooh. Seriously.
Yeah, but who knows what he's got?
You're the one with fucking metal in your blood.
You fucking get cut. You spew out pure on fat. So what the hell?
Wow. Because that's right. Because you were
like greasy.
Your blood is fatamantium.
Yeah, my fatamantium skeleton.
Bovarine.
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 Works. I think. What is it?
So I guess we're in the wrong country.
I guess so.
Michael Calabrese is the head of sales at Tyrion, and they said their favorite show is us.
Cool.
We must be on it like a good time over there.
Perfect.
I guess
time.
So because
middle of the day.
If Toucher's going to lunch, I guess we're like there mid afternoon.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. We got a good time spot.
It's pretty hot.
Across the world.
We're big in Australia. We're big yesterday.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
Big tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Or
yeah, it's ahead.
It's tomorrow.
Yes.
And a day and a half. Yeah.
In the future.
The future, Derek.
We are in the future.
We are in the future.
We choose to go to the future in this decade.
Ciao there.
Ciao there. Say it there, Frenchie. Ciao there. All right, let's get out of here.
So you got to big things for Vaughn. Oh, I think you're getting your own show.
Whoa.
Why? When I have to come here, here and do it go. On a day when you're not here. What the hell? How am I going to do my own show?
I don't know. You got a Macintosh. They can do everything, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll get a $12 mic.
Oh, God. Can we please have that be your fucking theme?
Just have that all the time.
Vaughn World Order.
I would love to hear you just doing your own show.
What, an hour?
Just you.
Like Steve Cast.
Vaughn World Order.
What, and play shitty music over like a Betamax?
Too fat! Too much!
The fattest.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
High iron content.
Hilarious.
We have high cholesterol.
I've listened to, now. I've gone back and listened to a handful of shows, and yeah, I will agree with them. You guys do lead with me. Anytime I do kind of open my mouth, it's an automatic 20 minutes.
If we didn't, though, we would sound like a bunch of idiots.
That's why I want to hear that Thursday show.
Here's the thing, though. Everything we do on the show is, I would say, 100% real 80% of the time.
Okay. So it's 80% real.
Yeah, we very rarely do fake. I mean, if celebrities are calling up, obviously it's fucking fake.
What do you mean?
No, it isn't. Come on, that was real, the last one.
Well, Hulk Hogan was real.
Yeah.
But
he
George
knew
his
shit.
Wasn't.
George, yeah, George wasn't, because he was doing power squats while he was trying to do the bit.
Oh, Dan's
shit.
Here.
Here he is.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's up,
Dan? So, when we... I'm sorry.
What? That was adorable.
Like a puppy.
So
swung.
When we yell at Vaughn, it's genuine. We don't like do fake yelling and stuff like that.
No.
When we're mad at Vaughn.
When I'm mad at Vaughn and I'm yelling and he's throwing shit at me, that's real.
Yeah.
So
that's real. That's real heat. Right.
That's why I don't drink when I'm
here. Legitimate heat.
Legitimate heat.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we just let Vaughn stumble over his words and say things incorrectly or make up things and not call him out on it, we would sound like we're uninformed idiots. So.
I think we should take a day off and just have Vaughncast one day.
Yep, that's it.
Vaughncast.
What, Carly at the boards?
No, I'll run the board for you.
Just you Vaughn. At the wheels of steel and me just by myself?
Yeah.
That would be funny to hear.
No, that would be horrible.
Just a whole show of Vaughn.
Fucking two hours of me.
Why don't you start doing vlogs?
Vlogs?
What, video? What, video stuff?
Video blogs? Yeah, those things.
Yeah, eat me, fuckface.
I almost bought a camera for you.
Oh, no.
They had like a little camera. And I have a USB extension, and I was going to hook it up to your mic.
Nice.
And have the fucking Vaughn cam, just your big face.
No, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it.
You know what? They're too expensive.
I'll chip in.
I'll chip in.
How much?
I won't.
They're like $50 for a camera.
Fine. There you go.
All right, you guys buy it. I'll hook it up to this piece of shit right here in front of me.
Fuck, I'll give you $25 tonight.
Chris said he'll chip in for it, too. Wow, Chris is like, I guess maybe he gets like a live stream or something.
He gets it like right there.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to say, he's like right on top of it. All right.
Yeah, well, he is run. He does have to dump it when we want to start.
Yeah, he does.
Have we heard anything from Stevecast?
No.
No,
there
he's
was
died.
One little thing in between. There was the one.
Stevecast. One.
Yeah.
Remember that one little one we did? It was like, I don't know, how many months ago was that?
He did a new show like a couple months ago, and that was the last thing he's done since.
Yeah.
We must have spent, for every minute of his audio, 7 or 8 minutes ripping him apart.
Yeah.
Literally.
Not a lot.
I'm really trying.
He went through puberty, too.
He did.
Yeah.
It went
I
heard.
This is Steve. I know. I heard the last one before we.
He sounds like Vendo.
No, he sounded like Andre the Giant.
Like, I'm the robot.
But like a homo.
What was his little friend's name?
Zeke.
Owen.
Owen. But we have Zeke.
How's it going? This is Owen.
Hi, this is Owen. How's it going? I have to be quiet because my parents are in the other room.
They're going to beat me.
I'm getting ready to go to school.
I got to get ready to go to school. And I'm going to make out with the water fountain. Because all the girls drink from that. It's like I'm kissing them.
There's shows online. There's podcasts online that I've been looking at. Like I've been listening to. But it's just, I don't want to put them on here because I know they're going to get, we're going to rip them apart, and they're bad. They're
okay.
Just like,
that's the idea, stupid.
We want that.
I just got
I had this idea that would make the show better, and I decided against it.
Die.
Christ.
Go hang yourself with a pulley, all right?
Wow.
Instead of getting a Vaughn cam, let's get a Vaughn hammer. Every time he says something stupid, you smack him in the toe with it.
Wow.
Thanks. No one knew
the Vaughn cam is necessary.
What I wanted to do is I wanted to rehash one of his old
shows
and like kind of redo it. Because last time we did that was like a year and a half ago. But they're all gone, and I don't have them on my computer.
Oh.
You should email him and ask him to put them back up.
He doesn't have them.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He had this big thing where I used to, but they're all gone.
Huh.
Unless they're on my old computer.
Probably. Yeah. They probably are.
I don't remember.
Wasn't there another laptop that you used to use?
No.
No.
It was always just a regular computer?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, to load that from house to house.
Huh.
I don't know. I can't find it anywhere.
Huh. Oh, well. Lost for the annals sometime.
Why don't you Google it?
No.
He took it down off his page, and he lost it, he said, on his own computer. So now it's completely gone.
Just erased from existence.
And I'm actually on the Stevecast blog spot, and it actually says, one listeners.
Wow. I think that was us.
It's almost more than us.
We're big in Australia.
It's true. Very big.
Well, me and Vaughn are.
Okay. And pseudo big in Japan by one guy.
We're huge in Japan.
Enormous.
We'd be huge in Japan if we went there, yeah. Just put the ending music on.
Okay. Fire it up.
What was it?
I was going into Stevecast mode. So
anyway, guys, I saw.
I don't even think the new shows are up still.
I guess not. What a dope.
What a cocksucker. He's such an asshole.
Who doesn't save shit that they do? Seriously.
I don't know.
He probably doesn't want his mother hearing this shit, so he deletes it after he puts it up.
Oh, faggot.
My mom said that making a radio show is blasphemous, so I have to delete it.
Well, there goes the AC.
Thank God.
Hey, guys, this is Steve back from a long hiatus, bringing you another episode of Stevecast.
Oh, come on, turn it off.
Hopefully, I can get the show up weekly from now on. I'm going to try my hardest to do that. So, let's get on with the show.
That's such a big difference.
Yeah.
It is.
Remember the first Stevecast? That was so great.
We have those on those old shows, though.
Yeah, I have the old shows, but I want to, like, redo it.
I don't know.
Hi, this is Steve Cast.
Welcome to Steve
Cast. Epitaph Records.
Hey guys, this is Steve back from a long hiatus, bringing you another episode of Steve Cast.
Sounds like he's swallowing the dick. I love it. I miss Steve. We need more Steve.
It's like the shittiest mic ever.
Yeah.
It's like a USB mic, probably. It's like he's crap.
It's like a microphone in a Cracker Jack box across the room.
Yep. But he's got his finger connecting the two wires together.
Holding them like a fucking wacky cartoon.
He's like...
No, but like... A little shocked. Like on iTunes, where we're located in iTunes, we're considered like personal blogs.
Yeah.
Because it's coming through a MySpace account.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of shitty like that are people that are higher than us
because
like out of the five pages of a podcast in that section we're like page four.
Really?
There's so much shit that's just worse than us in that section. I could just pull out.
Tough to do.
I guess so.
Jerk. Well, I guess we should get out of here.
Oh,
yeah. Ending music.
Dan's
waiting.
Dan's starting to gnaw on the dog.
He's ready to eat that fucking dog.
Mm-hmm. Is Chris still busting our ass?
No, he stopped.
He quit and he went home? Yeah. I gotta find out what he's talking about, rumors.
I wanna hear about the rumors. I wanna know what I said.
All systems, penis!
Nice.
You gonna come back next week?
Haven't said that in a year. We'll see. We'll see how we do. I gotta throw up some of those stickers. Get you guys... You guys done nothing with the stickers. They just sat there. You could have put them up on road signs, something.
Steve number one's been doing that.
And, well, he hasn't been here in, like, I don't know, a month.
I was here, like,
oh, he was here last Thursday when I wasn't here.
Yeah, all right.
Still waiting for that show to go up.
Take, like, 30 stickers. I'll put them up.
Anyway.
We'll see how it goes.
You want to say anything bad about other podcasts, Matt? Go in?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
And start a beef? Start a war with somebody?
I really would like to know what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like to know what he means. Because I don't think... I hope he doesn't get us screwed up.
Yeah. I mean, when the Cousin Joe thing happened, obviously I knew exactly what happened.
That was Steve.
But if he's, like, truthfully saying that you said something, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Me neither.
No. Whatever. All right, we're the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. You can sign up for our message board there. Let's plug the message board.
Oh, my goodness.
Aristocratsradio.com/board.
And that's not...
B-O-A-R-D, not B-O-R-E-D.
It's getting a little bored.
We need to infuse some fresh meat.
Ew.
Yeah, so you can sign up for that. You can chat with us on there. It's kind of fun. We do Photoshops and shit. Christine's on there. We're all on there.
Why don't you put your email address?
Pat's on there. Who's going to email me? What do they want
to
say?
More people to yell at you, not to yell at me. I want that. Let's do it. I got to see these emails. I never get to see them either.
We don't really get any emails. Whoever wants to say anything, they say it either in the chat or whatever.
It's only from Australia, so no big deal.
Oh, tune in to Chaos Radio Show tomorrow to find out more.
God. Yeah, he's going to do this. He did this last time.
Did he?
They were doing something about rumors or something that they're going to say, and they never said it last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you joining the Chaos Radio Show, Vaughn?
Yeah. I'm going all the way up there to go do a show.
It's better pay.
From shekels to 10 pennies.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, check us on the internet. Check us out on whatever. Blah, blah, blah. iTunes, YouTubes, whatever.
YouTube?
We're not on YouTube.
All right, I got a shit. Can we cut this thing? I got to take a massive dump.
First intelligent thing you said all night.
Well, that's the smartest thing you've said.
Vaughn, you're welcome anytime to the Chaos Radio Show, I just got told, for a ratings boost.
They got to be fucking with you.
This can't be real.
They can't.
He's fucked up.
I'm dreaming right now, right?
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare for you, a dream for him.
Yeah. People actually like Vaughn. I actually had some kind of weird clairvoyance to put him on the show. And he's sitting there making fart noises at me and giving me the up your kilt sign.
Oh my god.
And he looks like a terrorist. Yeah, look at this genius over here. Look at this fucking genius fucking grabbing his balls.
Alright, let's go.
Look at his being nipples. A clear annoyance.
That's a play on words.
Let's close it.
Goodbye.
Got huge fucking bruises on his arm.
His huge fucking breasts.
He's like he's like a druggie.
Oh,
what the fuck? He's a genius, guys. Leave him alone.
He is.
Goodbye.
All right, we will see you Tuesday right after the BJ
radio show.
Tune into the show tomorrow.
Yeah, tune into Chaos to find out what Matt said.
Nice.
Yeah, I want to hear this. I got to actually...
Me too. Tape it for me.
Tape it. He does a podcast.
Yeah, I want you. I actually want you to tape it on a cassette for me. All right, so I can play it in my Pinto.
Go back to 1990.
And listen to it.
Fucking 8 tracks. All right, goodbye.
All right, bye.
Bye.